Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tom. May I assist you?
Yes, my name is Alfred Benza, B-E-N-Z-A. And I had a charge on my Bank of America account, the AAA account. This is Focus Max Pure, May Pure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I informed the credit card company that I'm not paying this invoice because I never received any product, okay? And I was billed on this bill for this product, and I never received it, so I'm not going to pay for it. Okay, so you have to understand that, please, and issue a credit for whatever the charges were.
Okay, give me just a moment, sir, to better assist you. Can I have your zip code?
10464.
First and last name? First and last name, sir?
What's that?
Your first and last name?
Last name is Benza, B-E-N-Z-A.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address?
What's that?
Verify your shipping address.
90 Reynolds Street, Bronx, New York.
Can you repeat that one more time?
What's that?
Can you repeat that one more time, sir?
I can't understand the thing you're saying. Can you speak?
Can you repeat the address one more time for me?
Yes, 90 Reynolds Street, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S Street, Bronx, New York, 1046.
Okay, sir. Can you tell me again why you're calling in?
What's that?
Can you give me another brief summary of why you're calling in today, sir?
I'm calling today, as I told the credit card company, that I'm not paying this bill because I have not received any product which I was charged for on my most recent invoice.
Okay, sir, it's saying you received the product on the November.
I never received any product.
This is a November charge. You received a Vibe watch, sir.
What?
A watch. This is for a watch. This was back in November.
I didn't receive anything. I'm trying to explain that to you. I was in and out of a hospital, but I know I didn't receive anything, so I called the credit card company and told them I didn't receive anything. And on this invoice, there's some charges made by Tri-Diamond.
Sir, this was a last year's charge back in November where you ordered a Vibe watch, a smart watch.
Well, I didn't get anything, so.
Well, it's stating it was delivered to you, sir.
What's that?
It's stating that it was delivered to you. USPS confirmed they delivered it to you.
I'm trying to tell you, I did not receive anything. Either you're going to believe this 88-year-old man or you're not. Now, do one or two things.
Because, sir, I cannot state that you. Is a lot of people calling in and say they didn't receive stuff and they do receive. So I cannot just go off your word that you did not receive the product when USPS, once they delivered it to you, they confirmed it was delivered to you.
I did not get anything received. I did not get anything in the mail. I did not get anything, period. Okay? So let's leave it a go at that.
Are you sure you remember? This is all the way back in November of last year. It is March.
Honey, let me say something to you, okay? I've been out of the hospital two times, okay? Two times. I'm 88 years old. Okay, I'm responding to this bill I got in the mail.
Back in November.
Yeah, from my credit card company. And I did
from
not.
From last year.
Like I told them, you're not listening very well, miss. Don't be so damn thick, okay? I have not received anything, and I'm not going to be paying this bill, okay? Thank you very much. Do what you want, okay? And like I told a credit card,
you're not paying another bill, sir. This is a bill that was made in November of last year. And if you did not receive the product, I'd be happy to send you out another product, sir.
No,
but this is an old charge. This is a charge from.
I don't want any product. I don't want anything. I didn't order it. I didn't receive it. And thank you very much for your help. So please.
Okay, sir. You have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support.